Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots from the American Redoubt. Good morning. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Oh, my gosh. And
I'm excited about the Wiffle Bats that I'm...
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Well, for nearly 3 years now, we've been warning about this very thing, and... Stolen elections have consequences.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And so, boy, what is going on in the past even just 24 hours is shocking.
Well, and what could be unfolding, Putin is set to speak to the UN. He's already laying down the groundwork for the solidarity among the Russians.
That's right.
And, their billboards now across the country in Russia are saying...
Yeah, those billboards are saying Moscow is preparing for tomorrow's historic day. There will be no turning back.
Right.
That is weighty right there.
Yeah. And, this like we said, this recent evidence that came out with this investigative journalist uncovering a bunch of information that points to the United States, the UK, and Norway as being directly responsible, carrying out a covert military action to take out the Nord Stream pipelines. And we said, that's an act of war. And in fact, I was actually kind of surprised that it didn't go there. And I know several military analysts were saying the same thing. They fully expected it would be on then.
Right.
And Russia's used a lot of restraint in that area, but it looks like they may have just had enough.
Well, so exactly. We'll see. Especially since... The emergency manager in Ohio is stating it's much worse than they say, and China may be behind it. We've been speculating that all of these derailments, these fires in, food factories, processing plants, metal plants, you name it.
Two dead and at least three injured after a massive explosion at an industrial site in Medley, Florida. We've got another train derailment near Gothenburg, Nebraska, sparking emergency hazmat response. Major fire in what stretches into the fifth floor in New York as Brooklyn buildings burn. So, fires happen, but how many of these coming this close together in this timeline at a time where we have a completely wide open border,
yep,
known Chinese nationals captured, not to mention how many got through on the, this is almost like this attack on our infrastructure, industrial infrastructure is part of our war machine. I mean, this is a national defense or national security related, components here, including our food supply. We're talking fifth generational warfare here.
That's
we're not
right.
just talking about tanks shooting at other tanks.
Right. And so when they're speculating, when somebody that is familiar with military explosives is examining these derailments and saying it's starting to look like China is behind these derailments,
right,
we've got to take that seriously because China, Russia, North Korea and Iran are all very close allies and said that they would back each other up. In fact, I have this quote here from the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin that says, the U.S. followed a policy of fighting until the last Afghan in Afghanistan. Would they want that the Ukraine would fight to the last Ukrainian? And so he says, the states constantly say they want to keep the peace, but in fact, they profit from the war,
yeah,
said Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin.
Yeah, that's kind of a common saying. I think you and I have even said it, that the United States wants to fight Russia to the last Ukrainian. You know, and that's the sad part about this is this, the people get ground up. I mean, I feel so horrible for the people in Ukraine because their government is so corrupt, but I'm going to feel even more horrible for Americans who are getting ground up because of a corrupt government that's taking control.
Yes, exactly.
Of our country. And
we also have to question, is that why Biden suddenly disappeared out of the nation when he knows the day that Putin is going to be making a huge announcement to the UN?
Yeah, that's not in your face or anything.
That he's conveniently going to not be anywhere in the nation. Like, is he expecting some massive attack that he is conveniently out of the states?
Well, I don't think it's going to be like Putin's going to declare war at the UN and then, you know, as he's finishing his speech, you know, bombers are coming from Russia over the North Pole to hit the US. I think you'll see an escalation. And I think that the thing to watch for, the indicator to watch for, is when both countries start clearing out their embassies from the other country. When you start seeing the United States clearing out the embassy in Russia and vice versa.
But we have already started to see that. They've already told, the U.S. has already told all the U.S.
They're telling Americans to return home immediately, but they haven't started vacating the embassies. That right there is your key indicator.
Well, and then also just the fact that Putin made this announcement that he would be making an announcement to the UN in a week's time. He did this basically, right. well, 10 days ago. And then we saw all of his northern fleet set out across the sea with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And so I was speculating that he is doing that to give himself enough time to position all of his Navy and submarines right next to our shores.
Right. Yep. So it's Trump even said, we are closer now to World War III than we have ever been.
That's right.
And he said that just yesterday. And of course, we've been saying the same thing. A lot of people around the world are watching this same thing. We've got a lot more to talk about, but we'll get to the word of the day. Make sure we stay grounded there because we need him and we need his word now more than ever.
That's right. And well, and that's the coincidence of what the word is today. It's so amazing. Okay, so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Revelations 22, verses 12 through 17, which read under the title, Jesus testifies to the churches, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Hmm. And that's it.
Wow. That's a good description of where we are today, even.
Well, it is. And it's especially important to recognize verses 14 and 15, because it says, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Hmm. Now, this is Revelation 22. This is the last chapter in Revelation.
Right.
And just like in the very beginning, in way back in Deuteronomy, when he was saying, therefore you shall be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you, that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Huh. And 1 Kings 3:14 that says, so if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. And so even to the very last, the last chapter, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. He even references that I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star, just like I just referenced in 1 Kings 3:14.
Right.
Keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked.
You know, what's really interesting is that, who was it that was speaking about the I think it was Pastor Perry Stone talking about how, you know, things are revealed and they come full circle. So basically, the book of Revelation, the Bible, our Bible, the Word of God that we have, ends talking about the tree of life.
Right.
And following his statutes. At the very beginning in Genesis, it talked about the tree of life and the tree of knowledge and following my commandments. And their only commandment was don't eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge.
Right.
Right. And the tree of life was there in the Garden of Eden. And so his word starts with follow my commandments.
Yep.
And it's reiterated all throughout.
Yep.
And it starts and ends with the tree of life.
That's right.
You know, and everything else, those are the bookmarks for everything else that happened in between.
Right. And so
we come full circle.
Exactly. So it's very, very important for people to understand this is written well after Jesus was here and was resurrected and ascended. And the message is still the same in the very end. Walk in his ways, follow his commandments, keep his commandments.
Right.
And so anyone that thinks that, oh, we don't have to follow the law, his law anymore, you know, we're under grace. No. Yes, we're given the grace to be saved when we didn't deserve it.
Right.
But we are still called to walk in his ways and walk in his commandments and observe them.
Right.
And do them. And so that is very, very important for people to understand that the message is the same from beginning to end.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, he didn't say, you know, that you'll, for those who will be able to enter into the gates, even if they don't follow my commandments, because those don't matter anymore because we're under grace.
Right, you know, exactly.
It's reinforced again. Yep. So it's pretty important to the Lord. Don't dismiss that. I mean, I think is a very dangerous territory is the grace gospel, which is a beautiful gospel, but I think it's been taken to a degree beyond. It's like lawlessness is permissible because there's grace.
Right.
Is essentially right. What many Christians have kind of arrived at, dismissing his Ten Commandments and what he's called us to do. So, you know, it's a really important message to remember, especially now that we're right on the precipice of it. We're at the end of the end times.
That's right.
We've been in the end times probably, I don't know, at least since Israel became a nation again, yep, fulfilling prophecy, the clock started ticking. We've
That's
been
right.
in the end times since then. It's just been this buildup. Well, now we're approaching this crescendo and the hammer's about ready to fall.
Yep, exactly.
So take it seriously, but really great scripture. Now,
absolutely.
You mentioned, I think, three scriptures. What was the word of the day? The revelation,
the
right?
The word of the day was Revelation 22, verses 12 through 17.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
Got it. All right, good. We'll go ahead and close this segment out, take a short break, and we'll come back with a lot more wars and rumors of wars everywhere you turn. And we got a front row seat to the crazy times, no doubt. If you guys don't have the number one thing that everybody needs is water, then make sure you take care of the water need. This is the biggest issue, whether it's a hurricane or tornadoes go through, floods or wartime, water is the most critical issue for people. And it doesn't have to be. With today's technology, we have advanced filtering systems. And we've got a great sponsor that I want you guys to go check out. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on that top posting right there. You'll see the Berkey water filter. That's going to give you 10% off when you support them. That's Hub City Mercantile. And they've partnered with us to try to get this into as many people's hands to give you a discount. And also it helps support us as well with at no additional cost to you. And these things will take care of thousands of gallons of water before you have to switch out the filters.
That's right.
That's huge.
And don't always assume that you can just go to your faucet and turn it on and water will come out.
Right.
Because chances are when, you know, if we experience an attack here real soon, that could be infrastructure attack on electric supply.
So then
if there's no electricity, you're not going to be able to turn your faucets on. That means you're going to have to go outside of your house somewhere to find a water source, in which case you will need a filter.
That's right. Exactly. You're with these Berkey water filters, you can go and like empty out a mud puddle and filter it, and it's perfect drinking water.
That's right.
And we know about turning on the water faucet and not having water. we've had to haul it, and we're able to filter it, until we can get things repaired and up and running again. So it doesn't even have to be a war or a disaster.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just a great thing to have handy to provide for your own water needs. But once again, that's Hub City Mercantile. Don't forget to use that coupon code RADIO. Once again, that's RADIO to get that discount. And we'll be back with more of The Morning Commute right after this. Stick around.
There's wars and rumors of wars. 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 Wars and rumors of wars.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you guys have got a website, a ministry, a business, an event, any reason to have a website, it has to be hosted somewhere for people around the world to access it. TLC Web Hosting takes care of hundreds of websites, including Amron and Radio Free Redoubt. And they've taken great care of us for a long time, so we're happy to throw business their way. Please support them. They're a Christian Patriot-owned business in Patriot-held territory, in the free zones, in the heart of the American Redoubt. That's TLCWebHosting.com. Now, good morning, Lady Liberty, segment two here. Well,
good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Boy, do I got some wiffle bats.
We need a nuclear wiffle bat.
Yeah, well, I love the way Liberty Daily makes their headlines. Communists align with Nazis. Canada and 30 diplomatic missions host solidarity with Ukraine event. And if you guys are new to this, maybe you just started waking up to what's going on, you want to start learning more. Ukraine, their government is full of Nazis. And I mean full-blown Nazis, the socialist Nazis. Now, traditionally, communists and Nazis who are socialists have been in conflict. In fact, when the Nazi party rose, that's where Antifa started off. They were anti-fascist, anti-socialist. They thought communism was a superior form of governance. They were Marxist communists fighting against the Nazis in Germany and all over Europe, just like the Antifa that we see today. They even have the same flag as they had in Germany, pushing communism to fight against Nazism. So you've got all these leftist, Marxist, globalist communists, like in Canada, Trudeau, and others all that are placed there by the World Economic Forum, partnering with Nazis, which is really interesting because Zelensky is Jewish, but the government is chock full of Nazis. Not only that, one of their premier fighting battalions, the Azov battalion, is almost all Nazis. So now they're going to join. They're going to lock arms and join together against Russia. The only country that we know of that is fighting this transgender, homosexual insanity, the forcing acceptance of that. The only ones that are promoting at the national level, nationalism, family core values. It's really weird how we flipped. The United States has flipped.
That's
with
right.
Ukraine.
Yep.
But here's these things. They create strange bedfellows. Top CCP officials are visiting Moscow, and the European Union is warning China that supporting Russia would be a red line. Well, they're going to do it anyway. So basically,
well, they already have been for over a year.
Well, right. But China now is going to Moscow. Now they're getting ready to, you know, formulate these plans to join together, which is what the European Union, the communists, globalists, are saying this is a red line. So they're going to cross their red line. Now, European Union, which means NATO, what are you going to do about it? Well, this just came out from TASS. This is a Russian news agency. Just yesterday, China ready to join forces with Russia to decisively defend national interests of Russia and China.
Right.
This is really strange because you got kind of two flavors of communists here. You got China, which want to just rule the world. And then you've got the World Economic Forum type, the UN.
Right.
The, you know, this deep state, globalist, Marxist types that are in opposition to China.
Right.
So it is just, it's turmoil.
Well, see,
a lot
and that
of turmoil.
Was, that was what I was saying last week was you can only go so far in a round world, right?
Right.
Where if you're going to make allies across the world pretty soon, some of your allies are going to be your enemies, right? Or your allies are going to be your enemies.
Right.
Such as the fact that China is the one that propped up Biden to administer this communist coup in America.
Isn't that strange?
They are responsible right. for all the election fraud that has led to this communist coup with Biden being the puppet that is now funding Ukraine to attack Russia. But China is also allies and supporting Russia and North Korea.
Well,
and, so,
and remember, China's goal is not to put a puppet in place so they can control America. It is to destroy America, to weaken the America militarily,
yep.
morally, and
so they can occupy
right,
the United States.
To demoralize America, open up our borders, basically to destroy our economy. And what you see now with even the sabotage against trains and other industrial areas, I view this as a preparation of the battlefield.
Exactly.
Is exactly what's going on. And it began.
These are the boots on the ground attack that we're experiencing
yeah.
right now.
And this has been going on for a long time. Fifth generational warfare. They're using TikTok. They're using the internet. They're, you know, they're buying property here
election
next to
fraud.
Military bases. So, I mean, this is like I said, fifth generational warfare. And now it's reaching this crescendo. Now it's stepping up to increase the softening of the battlefield or the preparation of the battlefield, as it's called. And then you've got North Korea.
Right. Well, and like that's nothing new from what we've been saying this whole time either. I've always been warning this whole past year of North Korea's little sister.
Yes.
Right. Whose name is Kim Yo-jong. And Kim Yo-jong has been the one that has been prompting Kim Jong-un to be so aggressive
yep.
about the nukes. And so here we've got this clip that we ran out of time to play yesterday, and they do an excellent job covering this. Listen now.
Tonight, a major escalation from North Korea, firing multiple ballistic missiles. This after launching an intercontinental ballistic missile Saturday. The Japanese defense minister said that particular weapon could reach every corner of the U.S. As the U.S. begins its joint military exercises alongside South Korea and Japan, flying long-range supersonic bombers in a show of force.
We call on others to condemn this action, to take appropriate steps, including the effective enforcement of sanctions.
North Korean state TV showing a recent launch on Sunday. Tonight, Kim Jong-un's sister saying whether or not North Korea uses the Pacific Ocean as its shooting range depends on the United States. It's the latest in a barrage of threats from North Korea as Pyongyang continues to boast its nuclear weapon supply. Displaying its largest arsenal of weapons, a dozen ICBMs, at a military parade earlier this month. Today, a state media broadcaster saying the surprise launch is proof of the country's nuclear power. As the temperature in the region rises, the joint military drills just getting underway.
Yeah, so throw North Korea and Iran into the mix, and it gets pretty exciting.
Well, no kidding. And so also, just yesterday, one of the major command post airplanes for the President of the United States, the Secretary of Defense, etc., left Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, and reports said that it looked to be heading towards Hawaii or perhaps Asia. Hard to say, but it did leave, and it's the comment was one of the doomsday planes just departed. So
There have been we have several members, radio operators in Amron, that track aircraft and shipping. And several of them really pay special attention to military aircraft.
Right.
Those could be tracked, you know, through different web services. And that doomsday plane is typically called that, but it is one of several planes that will allow, it's for continuity of government, or
right.
COG, to allow the executive branch of our government to continue to function even after we're attacked. So the president would have one. The Secretary of Defense, probably, you know, the Vice President, various different members of the government, so that they can, you know, continue command and control.
Right, exactly. It says there is that is only one of several versions of AF-1. Their call signs are Club 26, Grim 99, Loki 82, and one most often Biden travels on is the Titan 25.
Right.
Titan 25 is currently overseas.
Yes, in Poland. Stirring the pot.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So, well, Patriots, just like we said, top off your batteries, top off your fuel.
Have your water filters, your water source squared away and ready to go.
Yep, pray for the Republic.
That's for sure.
All right, guys, look up. Look up. He's returning soon. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.